Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolesetsky. Well, you're looking at her. She is our new U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. She's over 65,800,000 children and educating them. You think about this. The Word of God says you train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Thank God we have a godly person in the education area. As a matter of fact, she is a philanthropic person. She's a philanthropist. Her and her husband, Richard, which she goes by Dick DeVos, they go around. They've been helping for quite some time, helping out with education around the nation and so many different things. But you think about this. What would you do if somebody gave you $5 billion and they told you you need to be able to go out and help folks? Well, their family's worth more than over $5 billion. And that's what they've been doing. They've been really helping us out for quite some time right now. And you think about it, you know, God's called us to be a philanthropist, you know, where we're actually going around trying to seek to do good. And you think of what is the definition of somebody that's philanthropic or philanthropist, you know, somebody that's going out helping folks? Well, the definition of it is a person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by generous donations of money to certain causes. So it's somebody just going out being kind to folks, somebody out going out to help folks. And if they have the ability to bless them financially, that's what they do. That's what they've been doing. But you think about this, 65 million children. I mean, it's like this year we're seeing things so differently. It's so important whoever is responsible for educating our children. We're going to find out today, that's 21% of our population when you think about it. But you know, she stated, as a matter of fact, on a Fox News interview sometime back that the education system that we're using in our schools today is over 200 years old. We're using that kind of system, and we're finding out, well, why is our test scores dropping down? Why are they dropping down? Well, first of all, you can go and see it on Wikipedia, but her family's worth $5.1 billion and more. Her father is the one. I don't know if you ever went into your car and your sun visor, you know, and it has a little light in a mirror and you open it up. Her father invented that. And he has a billionaire off of automotive industry. And she married Richard DeVos, and his father, which is Richard DeVos, I guess, senior, he founded Amway, and he also owns Orlando Magic. And so they're a very successful family. They could do anything they wanted to do, but they said, you know what? I want to help America out. I want to help the young students of America get an education. And she's been working for years to be able to help give freedom of choice to the parents so you can send your kid to anywhere you want to go to school, and they'll give you the money to be able to do that. And so you're looking at her family right here. I think you can see her whole family. If you can take a look at this. And you're looking, this is Betsy here, and that's Richard, and that's his dad and his mom, the owner, co-owner of Orlando Magic. And this right here is Dick and Betsy themselves together. I think, yeah, there you are. And this is who's over our education. A Christian woman, a godly woman, and one that her and her husband have done so many different things. And I'm excited about it. You know, she went through so many things when she was going through Congress, and she could be doing anything. She doesn't need the paycheck. She doesn't need the harassment going on. They called her names. The teacher unions attacked her. People that were getting support from the teachers union, certain senators called her every name in the book. And it was just tragic. It's like, this lady's trying to help us out. She's proven it by giving her own money and time, you know, over the years, giving it to many of the people that are in America. And yet she was treated very, very disrespectful. And she's done so many things. We'll make that available, you know, to you, what she has done. But her father, in case you don't know this, her father's name is Edgar Prince. And he's the one that founded the Prince Corporation, and that's where the visors and the different things that were being built. But she spoke after she went through all of that approval taking place at Congress. I don't know if you saw that or not, but it was just, I encourage you not to watch all that, but it was on C-SPAN as well. And she went through it, and she did that for you, she did that for our kids, and she did that for 21% of our population. Because you think, on a previous program, we talked about this, that only 15% of regular church attenders have a biblical worldview of the world. Only 15%. Only 4% of millennials have a biblical worldview. Now imagine giving our education system over to people who don't acknowledge God, don't want anything to do with God. I mean, that's where we've been for quite some time. Now we're turning this whole thing back, and having Betsy DeVos there is so important. Well, she made it to the approval rating. She got sworn in by President Donald Trump, and this is her speaking at the CPAC, introducing herself and talking a little bit about what happened. Let's visit her now at the CPAC.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for that very warm welcome. I love you. I love the energy and enthusiasm that CPAC brings. So I'm Betsy DeVos. You may have heard some of the wonderful things the mainstream media has called me lately. I, however, pride myself on being called a mother, a grandmother, a life partner of 38 years tomorrow, and perhaps the first person to tell Bernie Sanders to his face that there's no such thing as a free lunch. The media has had its fun with me, and that's okay. My job isn't to win a popularity contest with the media or the education establishment here in Washington. My job as Secretary of Education is to make education work for students. But today we know the system is failing too many kids. How do we know that? Our nation's test scores have flatlined. 1.3 million children drop out of school every year. And because the previous administration spent $7 billion of your dollars on school improvement grants, thinking they could demonstrate that money alone would solve the problem. Yet their own report, issued as they walked out the door, showed that it had zero impact on student outcomes and performance. They tested their model and it failed miserably. Now, this is not an indictment of teachers. We all know great public school teachers. My mom was one. Good teachers make a real difference. Good teachers deserve to be honored and compensated accordingly. But the education establishment has been blocking the doorway to reforms, fixes, and improvements for a generation. This is not a left or a right issue. This is an American issue. We need education to work for every child. So let me ask you, do you believe parents should be able to choose the best school for their child regardless of their zip code or family income? Yeah. Me too, and so does President Trump. We have a unique window of opportunity to make school choice a reality for millions of families. Both the president and I believe that providing an equal opportunity for a quality education is an imperative that all students deserve.
I'm so thankful for Betsy DeVos that she was willing to go through all those trials, do all that horrific things that took place, being personally attacked, for standing up, wanting to be there for our children. I mean, think about it. When you have $5+ billion, you could be on some island somewhere just enjoying the sun, but she chose to not do that. She chose to be here and for many years to be able to help with education in our nation. But there's people that have an agenda that she talked about them. And we're going to, after this break, you're going to hear more about them. But think about this. Those that are using our children and our tax dollars and union funds to be able to organize against our children. I mean, really, not everyone, but a significant amount is. As a matter of fact, those who have an agenda with our American education system, they're using it. They don't like Betsy DeVos because she has one agenda, that the children get an education so they can have so they can have a future. I mean, who would want to deprive? Think about this. If this wasn't so important, countries like Afghanistan and other ones that are oppressing people, specifically women, not letting them get an education, they're doing that because they're trying to hold them back. Well, you give the ladies the education, they're going to be competing well with the men in the workplace. Well, if we don't give our kids an education, they're not going to be able to compete in the world. And so she's wanting them to be able to succeed. And Proverbs 22:6 says very specifically, says, train a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. Think about this. It's not about, you know, that only works for godly training. Hitler understood that. He began to train up the young people in Germany, and he eventually flipped the nation and began to persecute God's people in a horrific way. God doesn't say that only works for godly teaching. He says that this is the way it works. And so it's important how we're training, you know, our children up in our nation. They're our future. They're the future congressmen and senators and presidents and business owners, and that's a very important fathers, mothers, and families. But those with agendas other than meeting our kids' education and children, they can't control Betsy DeVos. Those that have this agenda, that the worst case scenario is to have somebody like Betsy DeVos in office, because she don't need anything from anyone. They can't control her with reputation. They can't control her with money. They can't control her with threat. And they tried all that because she's a billionaire. You know, she's just there to help our kids out. And that's why you're seeing this big, crazy demonstrations taking place right now. But because somebody like that, they can get paid a dollar a year and do what they're doing. And we're grateful for that. But what you're seeing is people that use the children to fuel their wealth and influence society. They use the children, the teachers' education, teachers' union, the National Education Association. Notice they're talking. We'll show you firsthand after this break. But they're fueling their wealth and their influence in society versus somebody like Betsy DeVos and others who have that same mindset, that those folks are actually using their wealth and their influence to help others and to empower our children and students for a brighter future. I mean, it's a huge difference. When you get back from this break, you're going to see one of the leaders speaking at the teachers' union, and he just says it like it is. He tells it exactly. It has nothing to do with the kids. It has to do with power, money, and influence. Make sure you join us after the break.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.